A man in Chapel Hill receives a $250,000 settlement with the city after he alleged the police department violated his rights. A Cumberland County family gets a $100,000 settlement after their father's body had been left out unrefrigerated for 2 days in a hospital morgue following an exam. These are just two of the hidden stories uncovered by a consortium of reporters for a project released today to coincide with Sunshine Week. WUNC's Jason DeBruin was one of the reporters on the project and joins me now. Hey, Jason.
Hi, Will. Good to be with you.
What is Sunshine Week?
So it's a week to celebrate freedom of information, open records, and basically holding governments accountable. Now, I realize that maybe sounds a little highbrow, and it, you know, maybe it is, but it's good to have these reminders of things to celebrate. You know, we have holidays like the 4th of July where we celebrate freedom, right? So it's good to have these times to sort of remind yourself that these things are important. It's also a good time to chastise governments that are hiding records. You know, even with this project, some governments didn't respond, and so it's good to remind the public that your governments aren't always being responsive to these records.
Well, it gets back to the basic watchdog role of journalism. Sort of breaks up, as journalists you may know, there is sort of a monotony that comes maybe with daily news reporting. Breaks that up, gets us back to sort of the basics of journalism. And that's exactly what you did this year. We mentioned a couple of legal settlements earlier. Why did you focus on those in particular?
So let me back up. It was 9 newsrooms all across the state. And what we did is we looked at settlements or lawsuits or the threat of legal action from either former workers or just private citizens against local governments. If there's a settlement in like the private industry, right, a lot of times these settlements are sealed, and so the public never really gets to see them. Of course, when a government is involved, they do have to be public. So we requested 5 years worth of settlements. We looked at 60 different agencies all across the state, and that was from local governments all the way as small as Chapel Hill, as you mentioned, all the way on up to the governor's office.
And what did you find?
Well, we found a lot. There were thousands of pages of information that were turned over, documents, and there really was a big variation both in the, you know, number of payouts, the size of payouts, the types of settlements that are reached. And what we really learned more than anything is that there is no uniformity across the state in how these settlements are reached, reported, or even thought about. So that's really one of the biggest takeaways. But the other takeaway is that these add up to millions of dollars every single year. So this is taxpayer money that's, you know, going for these settlements with, again, former workers or perhaps private citizens. Just for instance, the Department of Transportation reached more than $15 million of settlements just in the 5 years that we looked at for workers' comp claims alone. And that's just workers' comp. I mean, there were settlements for all kinds of different reasons. You know, even small ones like a pedestrian perhaps steps on a manhole and reaches a settlement. But again, all the way up to hundreds of thousands or in the rare cases, even millions of dollars at a time.
And as you said, taxpayer money is paying for this. How do government leaders respond to that?
You probably won't be surprised to learn that most governments decline to comment. But if you sort of think about these settlements, in some ways, they're a cost-saving measure, right? You don't have to pay all the legal fees, the attorney fees that come with, you know, a drawn-out court fight or certainly going to trial. And it's also a bit of a game of poker. You know, settlements like these sort of across the board, private industry or government, are a little bit like hedging your bet, right? I mean, if you reach a settlement for $500,000, well, that's a lot of money. But let's say you went to trial, maybe you'd have to pay out $1 million.
So as you said, settlements aren't necessarily uncommon, but there are these few cases that come out when you dig this deep, like the one that we mentioned, a morgue leaving a body to rot unrefrigerated. That would seem to be a difficult case to defend.
Indeed it would. And there were some of these cases that really stood out, but the vast majority of cases are a lot smaller. Eminent domain, perhaps, I mentioned the manhole, or even just traffic collisions where somebody with the Public Works Department happens to get in a minor fender bender and you have to make payments that are in the hundreds of dollars, you know, not in the thousands of dollars.
So this being Sunshine Week, these are stories that probably don't usually get media attention, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And as you said, you know, newsrooms get caught up in the day-to-day news. Staffing has been cut at newsrooms across the country, and so sometimes these larger projects are a little bit difficult to undertake. So it's good to have these weeks when you get together and say, all right, we're going to really focus on one issue and try to dig deep on that. And you really do find some interesting stories, you know, like some of the ones we mentioned. I think it's fair to say that governments try to hide these. Now, of course, they have to be filed, but it's not like they're sending out press releases to say that they've just reached a $250,000 settlement because the Chapel Hill Police Department perhaps violated someone's rights, right? This isn't something that they want to put out there. So it's important to take a month or so and you know, try to dig deep on some of this.
So as you said, some governments respond by simply saying, we're not going to comment on this. And that's pretty common when we as reporters reach out on a story that might make a government look bad. But in some cases, you just don't get a response, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that was actually a little bit disappointing, I have to say, because, you know, as I said, we reached out to 60 different agencies, governments at all levels. Well, 12 more or less just ignored our request. And that includes the city of Raleigh, city of Greensboro, Mecklenburg County, Durham County, even the governor's office. So, I mean, we're not even talking about like little small governments that maybe don't have the staffing. I mean, we're talking about governments that affect a lot of people.
For listeners who are interested, where can they see the full report?
So obviously you can go to WNC.org. That would be my recommendation. But again, it's a consortium of 9 newsrooms, NNO, Asheville Citizen Times. You know, there's a lot of groups that worked on this. WRAL did a lot of work here. Tyler Dukes is the one that leads this project. So it's sort of tough hurting reporters, as you know. And so I have to give him a shout out for leading this project.
Jason DeBruin, WUNC's data reporter. Thanks, Jason.
You're welcome.